You're listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome back. This is episode 16, and today's topic is putting yourself out there. What does that even mean, Tim?
To me, I'm going to guess you're going to say is taking chances and doing something that's maybe not in your comfort zone.
Okay. What about to you?
To me, it's being your authentic self, doing something regardless of what other people are going to say.
Okay. That's pretty good. Do you think you're good at putting yourself out there? Your definition or mine, apparently.
Yeah, I think
a good interviewer would reverse it and say, "What about you, Silvesy? What do you consider putting yourself out there?"
But we all know you're gonna tell us, so I don't have to ask.
Timmy.
What?
Okay. So are you good at putting yourself out there?
No. I think that in order to be good at it, you do it all the time and you don't hold back.
So maybe
I think I pull back sometimes.
It doesn't come naturally to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's a more fair than saying, are you good at it? Like, it doesn't come naturally to me, and yet I see the importance.
I definitely see the importance. I see how everyone should do it, but I also see myself, whenever I have the opportunity to do it, I pull back sometimes.
Right. And I just kind of think it's important to talk about, like, what do we even mean putting yourself out there? Because that's kind of become this cliche. Like, you got to put yourself out there. You got to put yourself out there, man. Hey, okay, are you putting yourself out there? And so that's why I wanted to start with, what is it? What are we even talking about? What in tarnation does it mean to put yourself out there? So for you, it means living authentically, like being true to yourself, speaking your truth, speaking your mind, saying what you mean, meaning what you say.
Yeah.
All those things.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you have something to share and you're in a setting where people are talking about things, I think you should share what you truly believe, what you truly think.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And I think it can be applied to like our business life, you know, whether that's in a workplace or if we are entrepreneurs or if we are at home with our family, like putting yourself out there can be speaking your truth and, you know, being honest with yourself and others about what you think.
From my point of view, I mean, from my perspective, I think you would show vulnerability, or you can show vulnerability. So when you put yourself out there and you're just your authentic self and you say something, you have to be prepared what people are going to say back. And if it's not in line with what you had in mind when you said it, you have to be prepared to accept that.
I think that really leads to, you know, a question I had written down, which was, you know, what gets in the way of putting yourself out there? What do you think gets in other people's way of putting themselves out there? And I think the idea of back to what you said, which is, and I quote, you have to be prepared for what other people, I'm not prepared and I don't care. Take that. What do you think about that, Tim? I'm not prepared. I can't sit around and spin and swim in the mind drama of what everyone's going to be saying. I'm not prepared for it, and I won't prepare for it because I don't care.
No, I think what I meant was not prepared for all the things people say. Be aware that you're probably not going to agree with what they say back and not take any offense by it. That's what I was trying to say.
Right. Be prepared to stand firm in your beliefs. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Exactly.
Something like that. But I think a little bit of me thinks it was a Freudian slip or a subconscious slip that you think that it's your job, maybe, tell me if I'm wrong, it's your job to figure out what everyone's going to say and respond and how they're going to react so that you can, you know, convince them or prove your point to...
Maybe subconsciously, yeah, but... I know better. I know that that's not the right way to look at that.
Right.
Yeah.
Caught it, right? Okay. So kind of like I said, we were talking about this idea of putting yourself out there being this cliche term, and maybe there's other ways to say it, like living your best life or living true to yourself or being honest with what you really think and believe. And if you go back to some of our episodes where we're talking about our overconsumption sometimes of media and information, it can be harder to know what you really think and believe because you're constantly consuming other people's beliefs and information. So how does someone get better at knowing themselves and knowing what it truly looks like to put themselves out there? What do you think?
Well, I think that you have to try new things and you have to try it. And yeah, the first time you do it, it's probably not going to be your best. And I think you have to get past that fear of the, I guess, failure or of never the unknown maybe. And I think you have to try it and just keep practicing at it. That's what I think.
It's some discomfort, right?
Yeah.
Like the unknown is uncomfortable, and there's a saying, and sometimes it works better if you can see me, but it's something along the lines of in here, little hand gesture, small, this is your comfort zone. And out here, and I wave my hands all around,
hands.
This is where the party's at. So you have to get outside your comfort zone in order to experience those new things. And I think that you're so right when it comes to the discomfort of not being good at something. And a lot of the times people won't put themselves out there, won't try new things because how uncomfortable it is to suck at first. And so if you have a willingness and an acceptance and even a celebration, oh, I suck at this. It must be because I'm new at it. I'm so proud of myself for trying something new. It's all about what we make it mean. If we make it mean that it's embarrassing and we should have never picked up that ukulele, or we should never try that new language because it's so awkward when we say all the words wrong. If that's what we make it mean, then we won't continue to put ourselves out there. We won't continue to express ourselves in a way that's authentic, or we won't continue to take risks. Whatever it means to you, I think it's important to go back to that storytelling link to understand that the story we tell will determine if we continue to grow and change and put ourselves out there, or if we go back to where it's comfortable and stay inside that tiny comfort zone.
I've also heard it kind of explained that the problem is your resistance. You resisting it is what makes it uncomfortable and bad, not the actual experience and not the actual result. It's you resisting that feeling is what makes it so rough.
Mm-hmm. But think about how many things people would maybe like to try, but they don't want to look foolish, like skiing.
No, I hear you. Like I'm sitting here saying this, thinking the whole time, like, yeah, but you resist this and this and this. Like I get it. Yeah.
And I just feel like there's definitely areas that I have my own weaknesses in, but for some reason, this one isn't it either. Like the looking foolish. And maybe it goes along with the idea that if you laugh at yourself first, then when everyone else laughs, you're just already laughing and you started the trend anyway. So, you know, you're leading the pack with the jokes, even if you are the joke, but you're laughing first. And I think for me, it's more about the discomfort of staying small, of not trying new things. I have this curiosity of it's so painful not to figure out. That's why I always like to try new recipes, or if I have a curiosity about, well, how will this set up if I make this tapioca pudding, but it says don't put it in the freezer, but what if I do? For instance, something like that, like the curiosity, suddenly I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to do it. I've got to figure it out.
Yeah, but what goes in line with that is growth and expansion is addictive, right? So once you do it and experience, you're like, I got to do that again.
Or comfort and what's the other word? Like complacency. Those are both addictive too, because either way they can become habits.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And what we practice is what we get good at. And so if you become very comfortable with being comfortable, that's addictive because it's what your body and brain expect. And so I think we can retrain our habits and retrain ourselves to get a thrill from curiosity just as much as we can get a thrill from being cozy.
Yeah.
It's important to know if you're thinking, okay, you're talking about putting yourself out there. I'm just living my life over here. I don't even know if I want to put myself out there. And I would say the challenge of this episode is to consider, where could you put yourself out there? Where could you take a small risk so that you can grow and expand and experience more of who you really are? And it doesn't have to be something crazy like travel around the world in 180 days with only a passport and a backpack. Doesn't have to be something so extreme that someone calls adventure. It can be as simple as you've always said you wanted to go play your ukulele for the people at the nursing home, but it's kind of uncomfortable. What would it look like if you just went and did that?
Yeah, I mean, you could even go smaller, though. Like, for a person that doesn't care to be in public or around people, you could just say hi to one new person a day.
You know what?
Just say hi. Like, yeah. In the hallway, hey, how's it going? That's all you gotta say.
That's a very good point. And I have to point out my friend Shannon from a Free Spirit Life podcast. I think that's the Free Spirit Life. Free Spirit Life. We'll look it up and write it down. But she was talking about with her kiddos, she gives them brave points. And it's like, hey, if you can ask that person to play, I know you've kind of wanted to, but you're kind of scared. If you can do that, I'll give you 20 brave points. Or I told our son, I said, hey, whenever you leave your classroom, you shake the teacher's hand. I need you to look her in the eye. When you do that, it's 10 brave points.
Nice.
And something like that just encourages putting yourself out there. So see, in this instance, it's very clear that putting yourself out there requires a level of bravery or courage and vulnerability, like putting yourself into a situation that isn't necessarily comfortable. So maybe we even need to give ourselves some brave points every once in a while.
Yeah. And don't you think that even if you pick something small, you get a little bit of momentum and then you work your way up and then maybe say hi to two people in the hallway. And then before you know it, you're giving speeches to the nursing home while you play your ukulele.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I totally agree. I think momentum breeds momentum, and one small step in the right direction of what you want can help to create habits that are totally in alignment with this idea of expression and bravery. So,
are brave points redeemable for anything?
That's a great question. I asked Shannon that as well. And she said in her household, once you get to 100 brave points, you get a date with mom or dad. So for their kids, they get to pick an activity to do with them, and they have three kiddos, so one-on-one time is a prized possession. And I think that's cool, even with us having two kids, like brave points leading to add up to 100, and then they lead to quality time. Who doesn't want or need more of that in their life?
Right on.
Yeah, so thanks to Shannon for that. Like I said, we'll link to her podcast in the show notes of that. Any other thoughts on putting yourself out there?
Why is it so scary?
It's not.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But that's a good story if it's working for you.
Yeah. I think for me, it always goes back to the stories. I mean, it's scary because whatever story you're telling, for me, it's obviously always some sort of public situation. And for you, it's musical. But I mean, everyone has
musical.
You're talking about playing ukulele in front of yourself.
Oh, that was just
that was hypothetical.
Yeah, that
all my hypothetical me. Are based on my personal fears.
Oh, gotcha. No, I don't. You're good at that. You just put yourself out there, and yeah.
Yeah.
But what? Okay, what is it about putting yourself out there that's so scary? Is it the fear of rejection, the fear of judgment? Let's be clear here. It's a fear. Right? Fear.
Oh, mine's rejection. Or no, sorry, judgment. Sorry.
Judgment.
Don't judge me. Which one is it?
No, really.
It's judgment, I think.
Judgment. That they will judge you.
Yeah, but who's they and why do I care what they think? That's the part that always freaks me out. Like, I truly don't care what they think, or I'd say that.
Uh-huh.
But then my actions don't show it, so.
And I think on some level, is it possible, like, maybe you're judging you more harshly than...
Yeah, okay. I think for sure I'm my worst critic. And actually, I was on a podcast earlier today, and that's what I had told him, was that I'm my own worst critic, and I can come up with some crazy stories of how I just screwed that up and about how a person wronged me that I've never met in my life and probably will never meet. And it's just, yeah, it's crazy how that...
And what's the antidote?
Stop telling stories.
Or tell nicer stories. You're going to keep telling stories. Okay. The stories will continue. That is the human way. For me, it's more about nicer stories. So when I get into a tizzy of something causing me anxiety, for the record, because now you're all curious what causes me to get in a tizzy, I get worried about my kids. I just do. I'm not going to lie. And so if something gets me into kind of a worried, anxious tizzy about them, I recognize it as a fear, and I recognize the need to be kinder to myself. And so it's almost like there's a a required step of forgiveness. Hey, I've just done this again. I'm going to forgive myself that I am being so anxious or worked up. And so that very gentle kindness of coming back to who I really am is really helpful for me to stop that unhelpful story. And I know in other episodes we've talked about stop it or change. Yeah. So if that was loud in your ear, sorry, but that is what you can say or do if you find yourself in a negative loop of thought patterns that are no longer serving you and you recognize that, and yet the habitual nature of your mind has you in that loop. You can literally say stop it, change. And then I invite you to forgive yourself and think a kinder thought and tell a kinder story.
I do recommend trying that. That's there's a meditation I do that with the keyword that you use to stop the emotional feeling. And it's odd how your body just kind of
creates that chemical reaction and floods your body.
But when you say the keyword, it's amazing how your body just kind of just recalibrates and goes back to zero, like immediately. Mm-hmm. It's a cool feeling.
But could you see how when we talk about what makes it so hard to put yourself out there, and you said it's because it's scary.
Yeah.
And I said, what if you were just nicer to yourself? Like, could that fix it? Like the judgment, the fear of judgment, the fear of anxiety?
Yeah. I think it could fix it. I got to get myself to do it, though.
Mm-hmm. Not just you, everyone listening that finds themselves frustrated that they want to make a change, and yet they habitually, you know, step into this pattern of thought. And so can we be kinder to ourselves in a way that literally changes who we are? That's the question.
The answer is yes.
All right, everyone. I think that's a wrap for today's episode. This episode is brought to you by Bifidus Mood Boost. It's our D-lactate-free and histamine-free probiotic, ideal for more sensitive tummies, with just 4 bacterial species designed to help with mood, but also still sensitive enough for those with some autoimmune sensitivities and other histamine sensitivities. So you can check that out on Amazon and now on Shopify as well, which is through our website directly. Thanks for tuning in. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you next time on the Mystery Life Podcast.